Oh, hello. I didn't see you come in. It's me, your old friend Devin Talbot. For this 12-episode miniseries, I'm going to be talking about one of my very favorite things in the world. Lounging. Episode 1. Lounging, Part 1. Oh, hi. I didn't see you come in before, and then I guess you left. Maybe you had to go out and get something. But I didn't see you come in again. You're pretty sneaky. You know what else is sneaky? The pleasures of lounging. Now, lounging has been historically misunderstood for hundreds of years. Lounging is not sleeping. But it's not just like laying down, you know, on a chaise couch thingy or a one of those circular beds with your eyes open. No, it's more, you're like half awake, you're half asleep, it's lounging.
Lounging, brought to you by Home and Depot.
Hello, it's me, Devin Talbot. I'm here today to talk to you about one of my very favorite things. Lounging. Lounging. Episode 2. Lounging doesn't have to be as boring as it may be misperceived as. It looks maybe like you're just lying down on one side. However, lounging can open up a diverse portal of sensorial delights and enhance your life with relaxing riches that you may have never conceived of. For example, you can wiggle your toes while you're lounging. And if no one's looking, you can finally scratch that point in your butt, your buttocks, between your buttocks cheeks. The buttocks cheeks, which are a very important part of lounging, can become quite itchy. And if no one's looking, lounging could be the perfect time to finally scratch that itch between your buttocks cheeks. Have a wonderful day.
Brought to you by Home Depot.
Hi, it's me, Devin Talbot. I'm here today to talk to you about one of my very favorite things. Lounging. Lounging. Part 3. Episode 3. Whatever you want to call it, because that's the beauty of lounging.